The night Max wore his wolf suit. It made mischief of one kind and another. His mother called him
Wild Thing!
And Max said,
I'll eat you up!
You're hearing Gene Shepard reading the opening lines from one of the most important American picture books of the 20th century, Maurice Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are. The Wild Things are turning 43 this fall, but they had already been around for a while when Sendak first brought them to roaring, rolling, rumpusing life in 1963. In fact, Sendak had based these creatures on his relatives, who dropped by the Sendak household in the early 1930s and succeeded in terrifying young Maurice, kidding him with remarks like he was so cute they could eat him up. The wolf child in the book is, of course, the young Sendak, who used to be called Wild Thing by his mother on those days when their wills collided. Today, Where the Wild Things Are might seem almost tame when compared to some of the books that are currently being produced for young children, including Sendak's own new book, Mommy. It's a dazzling, funny pop-up book about a little boy who outsmarts a houseful of classic monsters. At the time it appeared in the early 1960s, Where the Wild Things Are was a revolutionary statement, and in many ways it still is. Not only did Sendak place a child's emotional life at the center of the book, Sendak also gave Max's tantrum and the fantasy Max himself creates to cope with it a significance, a credibility, that had never been explored before in a picture book. Then there is the way the pages open to involve the reader, the intensely imagined reality of the pictures, the vibrant colors and unexpected shapes, the way time is compressed and simultaneously expanded, infinitely. We are within a myth that, in a little more than 100 words and a dozen pictures, tells us this: the power to imagine that a child has, and that we adults may have forgotten that we still have, is what will always rescue us, no matter how young or old we are.